as
God
intended.
Let's go.
Welcome to Looking for Healing Talk Radio, where naturals are healing modalities of choice. With a 24/7, 365 talk radio signal heard worldwide, America Out Loud Talk Radio is now heard in your car, home, office, smartphone, tablets, any device. The entire platform has been built from the ground up with great thought and enthusiasm and a vision that stretches far, far into the future. Welcome. I'm your host, Dr. Jana Schmidt, naturopath, herbalist. I have an amazing show for you today. But first, I definitely want to encourage you, no matter what your situation, a strong mind and strong body are going to be powerful resources for you and your family. I'm here to help equip and encourage you with those health tools that create and maintain strong minds and strong bodies. We got to keep you grounded and flourishing in this hectic, incredibly crazy world. Each week I share something new with you, things you can utilize to build those healthy lifestyles, and practical tips easy to implement. Today the whole show is a health, I feel like, mind, soul, and body health tip. We're going to talk about natural healing aspects of loving your children in a fear-based society as we continue our Mama Bear series, and I'm going to speak with Mariah Thomas about this particular topic. Mariah is a wife and mother, a birth doula, a worship leader, homesteader, all around amazing super mama bear. Just wait, you're in for a treat. Welcome, Mariah.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, we were just having a conversation before this. We seem to live in a culture that thrives on fear. Yes. Everywhere you turn, there's fear. And I'm not necessarily talking about the kind of fear like, oh, there's a hurricane coming. Like, you need to be aware and concerned. Yes. Well, you're batting down the hatches. We live in Florida, y'all, so that's what I'm talking about. And I'm not talking about phobias. That's a whole nother show. I'm talking about more of an underlying sense of fear everyday life, especially as a mother.
Yes.
Because we are ferociously protective.
Yeah.
It just comes natural. So can you share your I guess revelation of how you tackled this?
Yeah. So yeah, it was like I guess we could describe it as more of a concern.
Yes.
You know, as a mom, we have this instinct to want to protect our kids. And it's just in us. It's innate. Like, yeah. Once you become a mother, it's like this moment, this baby comes out and you're like, oh, all I want to do is just love and protect this baby. And it's beautiful.
And it's natural. We're supposed to feel
natural,
that way.
And you want to protect this baby from, you know, harm's way. You want to teach them how to stay out of harm's way. And so it's very instinctive. So I guess you could say it's kind of a healthy fear. But I was incredibly overwhelmed by it. I would say maybe like a year ago. I have two little boys. They're so much fun. And I was just thinking about all these things in our society, all these things that I felt like I couldn't protect my kids from.
Give me some examples of what those were.
You know, we're dealing with EMFs, genetic mutations, them not being able to retain
food, water, air.
Yes, everything.
Everything.
I just felt like I couldn't protect them. I couldn't give them the proper nutrients that they needed. I felt like, well, you know,
especially their little growing bodies, and it's our responsibility.
Yes.
I felt the same way. Now, my kids are grown, but I feel like there's even more to be concerned about now as a mom.
Oh my gosh,
I mean, I felt, oh, the food, and are they going to bump their heads, or you know, what are they going to hear? What are they watching? What are they listening to? Do you remember that song, Be Careful Little Ears?
Yes.
What you hear.
I love that.
Yeah, yes. That's a sweet song. I would sing this to them and pray. But I feel like now there are so many more weapons.
Gosh.
Out there that we have to be concerned about, or at least teach our children. And when they're really little, the responsibility falls on us.
No, it's
so
true.
Yes,
yeah.
I feel the mounting pressure.
Yeah, and that's
that
where
you
I was
felt.
At. I was at home, and I felt like there was nothing I could do to fix this. And so simply, I just took it to the Lord. Like, I was like, I don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
So I prayed. I was in my kitchen. I just stopped. I was like, okay, I need to stop. I need to just pray about this.
Yes.
That was the answer for me. And so I asked the Lord, because the scripture says, if you ask, the Lord will give you wisdom.
Yes.
And so I thought, okay, well, he has all the answers. He created us. He knows how these little bodies work. He created me. And here I am, and I just need help. And he said, I've given you everything you need. And I thought, what does that mean? And he said, your body has everything you need to nourish your children. And so I thought, okay, well, I'm breastfeeding my son, so that's kind of cool. You know, my body is producing that. It's producing this wonderful nutrients for my little one. But what about my two-year-old? You know, he's not nursing anymore. And the Lord just kept pressing in on
that. You have what you need.
You have what you need. And so I thought, okay, well, what am I supposed to do as a wife and a mother? What does God tell me to do as a wife and a mother? He says, love your children.
Love them.
Yeah, so love your kids. And I thought, okay, I can do that. I can love my kids.
And there's so many ways to love them.
Oh my gosh, yes. And it's so easy. It comes naturally. Of course I love my kids. This is the whole reason I'm at this place.
It's a resource we don't have to learn.
Yes.
Or find anywhere else.
The more that I thought about this and the more I just like pressed into that, I was like, well, what does that look like? You know, when I feel like I love my kid, I want to give him a hug. I want to give him a kiss. And then I started to think, well, there's something to that.
What does that do?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
And as I started to research, I'm realizing as I'm loving my kids, as I'm hugging them, I'm helping them produce oxytocin in their bodies. And now they're able to retain nutrients from the food that I'm giving them. And now they're able to actually grow.
Like, I want to just back up and revisit that just so everyone really understands that oxytocin is produced in the body during those happy, loving, safe moments of hugging, right? Hugging really releases a lot of oxytocin. And this is true for everybody. But when that happens and children experience that, then everything they're doing is heightened. So all the food that they're getting, they're able to digest it better. They sleep better. They learn better. So this is huge. This is free. This is our resource, and it's just amazing that God has gifted us with that. Go ahead.
I love this. It's great. And just the further I looked into it, and one of my main concerns was, I realized so many people are dealing with anxiety and depression. And I thought, I don't want my sons to deal with that in the future. How can I help them with that? How can I help them along? And that's another thing. It was just like, keep loving your kids. Keep kissing your kids. They did a study where, you know, there's kind of like different ranges of affection.
Yes.
So they said they did a study on several children from the time they were born until their 30s. This is really cool. I thought this was very interesting. And they had some children grouped with people who generally hugged their kids. It was just kind of, I guess you could say, mediocre. And then there was people who were overly affectionate that they thought were, you know, okay, it wasn't even necessary, but overly affectionate. And when the children were in their 30s, the ones who had parents that were overly affectionate, there was little to no anxiety or depression present at all. And I thought, oh my gosh, that is so cool. Like, if just me spending this time to hug my kid for 20 seconds a day when he's having a tantrum and he's upset, and here I have all this mom guilt because he asked me to play with him before I left. I was like, Mom, could you please play with me? But just spending that time to love on him is going to benefit him in the future. I thought,
there's mental health and well-being.
There was so much peace in myself that, oh, I'm free. Like,
that's so good.
You know, on top
doing
of
everything you can do, and then God just steps and does it all.
I know. And he was like, I already designed it this way. This is how it's supposed to be.
Well, I'll tell you, I just natural. I mean, I didn't see that study, but I just, you know, love my kids so much. And physical touch. Like, I wanted to make sure we were getting all the love languages. Yes. They definitely have some that stand out more than others, yes. but I wanted to do them all. So, hugging, loving on them, and we homeschooled. So there was lots of opportunity for that. And now them as grownups, they are still that way, mm-hmm. and they give it back. They immediately start. I mean, as soon as they were old enough to start hugging back, right? They started hugging Aww. Back and grabbing my hand or want to sit next to mom. It's very, very sweet. So even now, my oldest son, who's definitely a touch person, when he's home visiting, I'm probably get 10 to 15 hugs in an afternoon, just like one day, like Aww. Just like oh, just a hug, like Love oh my you, goodness, Mom. It's so sweet.
That is
yeah,
sweet. Yeah, and that's sweet. All because you started that
right
as a child. You're now reaping the benefits.
And he's definitely not an anxiety. He doesn't have anxiety or depression at all. He's probably one of the most joyful people I've ever really been exposed to. So yeah, that's so. I guess it does pay off in many, many ways. So tell me some other things that you learned. I love that study.
Yes, that was really cool. Things that I learned. Kissing mm-hmm. kids.
Yes.
The upper lip Aww. Produces the oxytocin. And so, I don't know. Some people think it's weird, but I'm from an Italian family. And we kiss on the lips.
Yes.
And so I kiss my little boys. I mean, at some point it might be weird, but they might be like, all right, Mom, we're done with this. The hugs
but
are
right now
enough.
They love it.
But right now they love it. And that's my favorite. Just, I guess from that point on, I kind of started going from what my instincts were telling me in loving my kids. And so before they go to bed, usually they ask me to lay down with them.
Yes.
And so, Mommy, can you lay down with me? And these are just things that, you know, you're just being a mom and these things are happening.
But they're also then, telling you what they need.
Yes. And then I'm realizing if I do the research on it, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is what helps him feel safe and comforted so he can go to sleep at night. And helps him, you know, produce all those good hormones to help him sleep better. And so he says, Mommy, can you lay down with me at night? And so mm-hmm. I do try to keep my kids as close as possible. And I love that.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Quite often those turn into longer bedtime routines that I just cherished. I knew bedtime was going to be minimum an hour, right?
Yes.
I just knew. I was just ready. So I always just thought, well, whatever. I don't have anything better. I mean, this is the best thing I could do, right? There's nothing better than what I'm going to do here. So always just give a little extra time. And sometimes it creeped longer because the more children you have, the more the more books they want to read and songs they want to sing. And
but it is the kind of this beautiful, like, sacred place, the home.
Yes.
And as you're, you know, just want to encourage moms as they're raising their kids and as they create this atmosphere for their children, this is what's producing a healthy next generation, is just embodying loving your kids and creating a safe environment for them so they don't have to deal with anxiety and depression in the future. They know that home is a safe place. They know that mom is a safe place. And I think that the more that mothers cultivate that in their home, the healthier.
And it's definitely a role that we can do, right?
Yes, and it's something so simple. It's easy. We can create wonderful smells in the home.
Oh, true. Yes.
For our kids to remember, we can create, just that warm place.
Songs that they sing, they'll remember forever. Yes, for sure. And it's something that's naturally within our reach to be able to make that home that loving place. And we may feel it, but sometimes I know that, like, oh, I'm busy, I'm not going to take the time to say mm-hmm. something. But if you say it, even to your husband, right, mm-hmm. that compliment, or just to hear that back and forth. And even when your children will hear you and your husband saying compliments to each other, that encourages them. That builds their foundation and grounding of security and love, too. And then you'll hear them between each other sharing and loving on them.
But
boys, they will wrestle and get crazy. But that's part of it, right? That's definitely part of it.
Yes, I love that. Yeah, so I just want to bring it back to kind of that simplicity of laying that solid foundation for your child's health in the future.
Absolutely.
It's It's that simple. It's as simple as just, you know, they're throwing a fit and you're overwhelmed and you're like, you know what? Let's just take this moment to love each other and
perfect.
Let me give you a hug.
Perfect. Well, I actually would love to talk about some of those examples.
Yes.
We're going to take a break.
I love it.
And then we're going to come back and talk about maybe some more examples and possibly some resources that we can encourage other moms out there that they have what they need.
Perfect.
To just make that home, that loving, wonderful home for their children.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to thank some sponsors. Let's start with Global Healing. I do love Global Healing, and they have one of my favorite products is Cellular, Ultimate Cellular Health, and it's for cellular repair and DNA support. Global Healing's Ultimate Cellular Health offers a comprehensive formula. It is really amazing. It helps to safeguard your DNA, and the ingredients are always pure and potent. So you can definitely feel the difference. Integrity and love for medicine making can make and discover the way God intended for us all to heal. You can go to our America Out Loud shop, and it's literally AmericaOutloud.shop, and use the code 15 OutLoud for 15% off. Get incredible deals from all of our wonderful OutLoud sponsors at AmericaOutloud.shop. We'll be right back.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms. But left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with Heal Right. Heal Right is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, Heal Right is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Spike proteins help viruses enter into your cells, disrupting your health and your well-being. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body of spike proteins, which allows your body to repair from within, supporting your immune and respiratory systems and regulating your inflammatory response. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
58 million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Welcome back to Looking for Healing Talk Radio. And I want to let you know that it is also sponsored by Energetic Health Institute. That's Dr. Henry Ely's amazing school for amazing students just like you. The best way to be free is to be healthy. You can learn how at www.energetichealthinstitute.org. You can learn holistic nutrition, fasting, detoxification, art of cellular healing, and so much more. Join the EHI family and make tomorrow amazing. And talking about classes, I just want to let you know that if you go to Jana's All Natural, I have an herb class coming up. It's a six-week course, 1 hour a week, and we all jump on together. It's interactive, and you can check that out at Jana's All Natural. So we are going to continue our conversation. We were just talking about a very amazing resource for us and for our children, and that's dirt, just dirt and mud, and getting outside and getting your little feet in the ground. I feel like that's such a great resource. One of my favorite things to tell people is, like when I'm talking on about medications, yes, and naturals, I have this chart where it says the medication on one side and says the natural on the other side, and you know, the natural version, right, or the plant base of that. So like it'll say aspirin on one side and the other side will say white willow bark, because salicylic acid is the ingredient in aspirin and it's also white willow bark. So you can take something or, you know, utilize something that's not a pharmaceutical. We call it harmaceuticals at Looking for Healing Radio. That's natural, and our body resonates with it so much better, yes, than a pharmaceutical man-made something. So I have this chart, and it's got all these. It's got ivermectin on one side and sweet wormwood and hydroxychloroquine. On the other side is quercetin. And then if you go all the way to the bottom, it says Prozac. And I actually don't write what the natural version is, because I don't think people would believe me if they just read it. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to tell you. The natural version, something that works better than Prozac in the natural world, is dirt.
Dirt.
Yes, and people are like, I have to eat dirt. I'm like, well, no, you don't have to. It probably wouldn't hurt you, but as long as it's, you know, not pesticides in it. But no, dirt, the microbes that God has created in the dirt, you get it on your hands, on your skin, and you actually breathe it. I'm sure you know this. You breathe it into your, you know, into your body. Stimulate the production of serotonin in the brain. That. Unbelievable. No wonder I'm so happy. I'm like constantly my hands in the dirt and bare feet. And
yes,
I mean, it really actually makes sense. But then I think back, that's how my childhood was. Yes. And when I think of my childhood, it's just, I have these wonderful, glowing, happy, lovely memories of being a kid and playing outside and climbing and
just getting dirty. Immediately makes me smile.
Yeah. I love it. And I just kept that. And then because that's what I felt like a good, happy childhood was, that's, yes, what I did with my children as a young mom that didn't know that serotonin production was stimulated by the microbes
and
in the
just
dirt.
Being barefoot.
But just let's get outside and run around and be barefoot. So I feel like that's such a great resource.
Yes.
Do you experience that with your boys?
Oh my gosh, yes. That's our favorite time, is going outside to play. And I do try to like schedule our time outside so, yes, that, I mean, obviously, it's very natural. Junior wants to go outside all the time. That's my oldest. He wants to go outside. Mom, can I please go outside? Yes. But I do try to schedule it so that we spend a lot of time in the sun, and we try to schedule it in the morning.
Nice.
So we can get all that good vitamin D. And I'll just be like, okay, we're all going outside. We're all going to play outside. And I just strip them down to their diapers, and we get vitamin D, and we get to play in the dirt, and that's their favorite. They're obsessed with monster trucks.
Oh, yes.
So we just build monster truck piles in the dirt.
Oh, it's so good.
And yes, that's our time of...
As they get a little older, they might help you plant.
Oh, yes. We did.
Actually, weeding, the little ones can weed pretty well, just as long as they know the weeds from the ones that are supposed to be growing.
Yes, this summer we're planting flowers for mommy.
Very nice.
Mother's Day. And so my boys know, mommy's flowers, and they take their monster truck through the flower bed. And it's really special, but...
That's really good.
No, it's been really good for me. And that was another resource that I felt like, okay, that's free. Like, just taking my kids outside, that's free. And that helps me to kind of decompress.
For sure. It's good for you, too.
Yes.
It's good for everyone to get outside and get in the dirt and play. So let's think about all the things that that does. So I love free resources, God-given. They're at our disposal.
Yes.
The sunshine, increasing vitamin D. Mm-hmm. It's going to help their hormone production. It's going to help their digestive system. It's going to help them sleep better, set their circadian rhythm. What did I say? Hormone? Immune health.
Yes.
Growth. It's going to help their growing spurts. So vitamin D is crucial, and it'll help with metabolizing on the skin with cholesterol, which is very important, and cholesterol comes from all those good fats. Okay, so that's one. That's just one thing.
Just
getting
one
outside.
Thing. We just got to the sun.
And that's just a quick little, I've actually done some radio shows about sun and the benefits of sun. And then there's dirt. So we talked about the microbes in the dirt. But just the physical exercise is going to help your children grow and build self-esteem and creativity, especially, my goodness, you're building monster truck races outside.
This their is dream.
And then what it does for their relationship.
Oh my gosh, it's the best.
They're going to be just the best buds.
They are
the best experiencing buds. Some of the best things in life together.
Yes.
And then there you are in the midst of it, this loving, amazing mom, just enjoying it with them, so that it's going to cultivate that relationship and that bond that you have with them and they have with you.
Yes.
It's just incredible.
And we do live in a really fast-paced world where not every mom gets this opportunity.
This is true.
To be with her kids, to be able to let them play outside. A lot of moms are working.
Yes.
And so, you know, we're dealing with a lot of schedule conflict. They don't always get to be with their kids 24 hours a day. I'm so lucky. I really am. But I would just encourage moms who are out there working, and, you know, you only have that small period of time. Usually it's kind of bedtime.
Yes.
I would just encourage you, like, let's go get our energy out together, and like, let's go run outside and get ready for bed. It could be part of a bedtime routine.
Absolutely.
And something great for mom to be able to decompress if she's a working mom.
Yes, it's good for her too.
Yeah, and so there is still that opportunity if we can make time for it. And then that's a great time for you to sit in the grass with your kids and give them big hugs or wrestle with them. So for the working moms, I know it could be discouraging to hear something like that. Oh, right. Well, you know, she stays home with her kids.
Right, it makes it an opportunity. And then,
if we can make opportunity.
Yeah, any time that you have together with them. And then there's always the weekend.
Yes.
And my last show was about staying fit. So incorporating time in your normal life to stay fit, and that when you bring your kids in, it makes it really fun. Fun for everybody. It may take a little longer, or maybe a little bit of a learning curve to teach them some of the things you need them, like pulling the flowers inside the weeds, but it's really okay. I had a really wise woman that was a neighbor years ago. I just loved her. She was a grandmother, and she said, it's very difficult to grow children and flowers. She said, you can do it, but it's not, they may not last long, because as soon as they see that beautiful flower, they're going to want to pick it and bring it to mommy. So
just the roots and all.
The roots and all, and the dirt that comes through that glorious dirt that comes through the house. So, just quick question. Are you still raising chickens?
Okay, so it's really sad.
Oh, no. I should have asked.
No, okay. It's okay. We are. We're bringing more in this spring.
So the reason I ask this is, if you guys have ever seen, and maybe you feel comfortable sharing your Instagram, yes. I don't know, but wow. I loved watching your boys with the chickens.
With chickens.
Like, it is the sweetest, most precious. Like, I can't even, number one, your boys are just darling, adorable, my heart just, oh, it takes me so back to when I was a mom with young boys. But to see them with the chickens.
That's my favorite.
Those rough and tumble boys just being so gentle and loving.
And it teaches them so much. So we are getting more chicks this spring. We had a predator come through and clean us out one Sunday morning. That was really sad. So.
All at once?
Yes.
And so how did you handle that with the boys?
I did tell Junior. I didn't really let him see
the slaughter.
He was kind of sad, but
yes.
We did talk about it, and then that was a great opportunity to talk about death.
Yes.
And so now he kind of has an understanding of that, and he's only 3 years old now, and he does have a good grasp on it. And if you're able to, I just encourage moms to get animals, because it does teach children this whole life cycle. So while you're getting them outside, you're teaching them to have gentle hands with something that's smaller than them, weaker than them, gentle hands with the animals, and then they understand life, and they get this whole grasp of the life cycle and things passing, and then...
And you caring for them.
Yes. And so, and responsibility. That's huge. Wow. Them feeding the animals, making sure they have water, and caring for something other than themselves.
That's good.
I think it can produce like a really great selflessness kind of
mentality. Especially in those years where that is the focus, is usually themselves. And that's just the way it's designed, you know, the two-year-olds.
Of course.
But cultivating that this is something else you can care for is really, yes. really good. Even if it's a fish. I mean, mm-hmm. you can get a betta fish. That doesn't need much work.
I love that.
But it still is some care for another living human, a person caring for an animal. So, so fish.
And it's
fish
great family bonding, too. Last year, so we had this whole big thing with the rooster. Junior was very afraid of the rooster.
Oh, no.
So Daddy had to catch the rooster and let Junior carry it. And hold it over all the hens to show the rooster that he was the head honcho. But that was so cool. I think my husband ran around the yard for an hour straight before he caught this rooster. And that, but for Junior to see, like, wow, my dad is going to take care of me. And he's going to show me how to do it. He's going to, like, protect me from this rooster. It was, like, really cool.
That's really good. Yes. We did have a few rooster stories. We raised chickens with my boys, too. And, of course, they just carried the hens around and thought they were just great. And we had one that... was kind of a runt. It was a dud and didn't grow very big. And so they really protected it and hand fed it. And it followed them all around. I looked out one day and my, at that time, 6-year-old had the chicken on his shoulder like a parrot.
Aww.
And it was walking around with us like, what are you doing? It's like, this is my pet. I'm protecting her from all the others that will pick on her. So I thought, how sweet is that?
This is so cool.
Yes, it was really
sweet. Really just doing life with your kids is cultivating that awesome, like, I don't even know.
I do want to clarify for people that may not understand what holding the rooster upside down does.
So I remember
learning this. Do you want to share that?
Well, basically, kind of proves to the rooster that you're the head rooster. And so
embarrasses him in front of all the girls.
And so now you are the head rooster if you hold this rooster up in front of all the ladies.
And sometimes you have to do it again.
A couple times.
I just have to say.
Yes.
Until they get the picture that...
Junior was the head rooster.
Yeah. Yes. We can live together, but you can't boss me around. You can boss everyone else, but not me.
Yes,
we have had that. And that's also important because the rooster could be dangerous. Like, claw or scratch or something. But now...
But he is vital to keep him around for the... the flock, for protecting the flock.
Definitely.
So they had to live in harmony.
That's pretty funny. Well, I'm glad you're getting more hens.
Yes.
I look forward to the posts because they're just incredible. Do you want to share your Instagram?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So it's just my name. It's Mariah, or at Mariah Thomas. I think there's Mariah_Thomas. But yeah, I love sharing little home videos. It's really just me sharing my life. And it's so much fun. And honestly, I make these videos for myself. I look back on my own videos all the time and I show them to Junior.
Oh, perfect.
And that's a great way to just have like a healthy perspective on social media is these are me capturing memories with my kids and things that we've gone through. And we look at the videos and, oh, there's the rooster. This is when we went out with Daddy. Do you remember that? And so it's really special.
Yeah, I love that. That's really amazing. Well, we also want to talk about some other stories and resources that we use as moms to help keep our kids healthy and not fearful. I was actually thinking of the words, be careful, or... even the word no. So I'm not sure how you did it, but are doing it. But the way we did it was I didn't use the word no unless it was extremely important, unless it was a very serious issue.
Mm.
If they asked they could do something, I would say not at this time, or it would be better if we did this. Yeah. So tried to redirect them and also... expand their knowledge of what's happening in the situation rather than just a yes or no.
Mm.
But if I saw them with something, you know, getting ready to put something in a light socket, I would yell no, and they would know to freeze.
Yes.
Like, whatever's going on.
It's important.
Like, you drop it, you stop, you freeze. And I kind of feel like sometimes be careful became that too. Like, oh, you know, you freeze. Like, if you yell, be careful to your child, like, they're going to, like, what's happening? They kind of tense up. So I didn't want to overuse that word, even though I felt as a mom I needed to say every time they go do something, especially as boys got older. They got this skateboard. They've got, you know, they're heading for the slide with the skateboard. I'm like, oh, be careful. Like, I didn't, but I don't. I didn't want to hinder their creativity and growth. And sometimes they're going to have to do some trial and errors with physics. And there are going to be some bumps and bruises. But just that fine balance. So I try to use those words, no, and be careful, only in really extreme situations. So I knew I actually had a word where they would freeze. And the couple times I had to use it, even when they were little, it was like, perfect. They froze in just that moment. Like, okay, this is working.
That's so cool.
So I'm not sure, how do you handle that?
With no. Okay, so I do, we do a lot of training. So if I'm cooking, Jude usually wants to be next to me. Jude is my youngest, and he's going to be 2 in August. But he typically wants to be next to me, and this morning we're making eggs together, and it's the stove is hot. And so things like that, I love how you just... you use terms to teach them so that they can...
This is hot. It will hurt you if you touch it.
And so Jude knows. He wants to be close to mommy. He wants to see what mommy's doing. But he knows the stove is hot. And we put our hands up. This is hot. We don't touch. Don't touch. And
I will say personality comes into play here because I taught all three of mine the same way, and they didn't all react the same way. So moms, be encouraged. If you have one that's a little more strong-willed than the others, that's their nature, and we just have to adjust.
Yes.
Yes, I had one that the oldest said if I said, hot, don't touch, he would not only not touch it for anything, but he would tell everybody else, hot, don't touch it, and it will hurt you, because my mom said so, and she knows everything. So that was But then my middle child would be like just watching, listening, and then he would touch it and say, you're right, that's really hot. Yes. And then he wouldn't do it again, but sometimes he needed to walk through it himself. Yes. So I knew I had to really be careful with him because he might push those boundaries and I didn't want him to get hurt. Yeah. So I had to keep a closer eye on him than I did on my oldest one when it came to danger.
Yes. So I guess for me, it's just really just laying down the law of things in the home to keep them safe. There were things that I had to teach them and lay down the law with, you know, be careful.
Right.
No. Those are typically...
Stop, you know.
Those are typically things that are going to harm them.
Exactly.
Yeah, so...
Well, we are all ready to our second break, so I'm gonna
we're gonna take.
I know. I'm just so happy to have time with Mariah. You guys don't understand. We don't get enough time together, and I love her so much. So we are gonna go to our second break, and I want to remind everybody that Looking for Healing Talk Radio is on 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Monday, you have the amazing Dr. Brian Artis as your host. Check out his show and articles. Tuesday, the lovely Nicola Burnett as your host. Her topics are incredible. Wednesday, you have Dr. Henry Ely. We all love Dr. Henry Ely as your host, and he is definitely a great voice out there for things we need to know. And Thursday, you have me, Dr. Jana Schmidt, as your host, and we're going to continue our Mama Bear series as we go through the year. But I will say that the tips that aren't just for moms, they're for everybody, and everybody that loves somebody else, especially a little one. I'm going to definitely give you more tips and tools as we go along. And on Friday at 11 a.m., we all come together to discuss current health topics and take questions from you. We love your questions. We love your encouragement. And you can submit your questions for us to discuss for Friday's show on AmericaOutloud.com under shows. You'll see Looking for Healing. And there you can submit your health questions for us to discuss. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Clean, pure, with premium ingredients. Global Healing's Pure Plant Protein offers 20 grams of protein per scoop, and it's a perfect way to maintain and build lean muscle while indulging yourself. It combines enzymes and probiotics to maximize nutrient absorption, improving digestion and your gut health. Available in vanilla and chocolate flavors, elevate your protein consumption while supporting your overall wellness with Pure Plant Protein. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
Welcome back to Looking for Healing Talk Radio on America Out Loud. All of the Looking for Healing shows typically go to broadcast a day or two after the broadcast is heard on talk radio. You can hear them on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, iHeart, Podcast, and many, many more. Be sure to subscribe and rate the shows on Apple Podcasts. And they also play on the iHeart Radio Network, so you can listen on your media player from any web browser anywhere in the world. We have the best in-class apps available on Apple, Android, Alexa, where we stream 24/7, and now you can also hear them on the podcast with those same apps. The apps are free and the mission is priceless. Well, welcome back, everybody. We are going to continue our conversation about loving our children, and it is just an amazing way to increase their health and mental health, physical health, just everything about loving our kids, and it's a free resource. We were talking about the way we've learned how to do these things. Of course, praying is definitely the most powerful resource because God does give us everything we need.
Yes.
But looking to other women who've done that, who have prayed and sought guidance in how to live, is so wonderful. It's I feel like sometimes it's a tradition, that handing down of tradition is lost in some respect.
For sure. Yeah, I was just, as we were sitting here chatting, I was thinking, oh, I'm learning so much from Jana. She just has so much wisdom to share. And I just think that's really where I've learned everything. And when I have struggles or if I have problems, obviously I take it to the Lord. But then also there's just so many women I could reach out to that could help me that have been here. You've raised the boys already, and it's so cool to be able to kind of fit in your shoes and walk that. But I have somebody who has experienced, been there, taught her sons, and you're teaching me all these things about, well, I didn't, you know, use the word no unless it was very important. And I just think that's so cool. And it just is an encouragement to other moms, like, find older women who have run the race, who have done it well.
People you would admire and know that they are doing it in ways that you would want to do it too.
Yes, and look at their kids, look at their older children, how they raise them, their relationship with them. I love that Jana says her boys come and hug her. Like, that is so cool.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want that? And it's beautiful. So find those women in your community. I think we really need to get back to this community.
I agree.
Of raising kids together, finding other moms that have already faced the challenges you have. And maybe it might not be an older woman. I'm incredibly blessed that I have Jana in my life, and I have a wonderful mother and a wonderful yes. mother-in-law, and they teach me so much. But maybe it's another mom that has a baby, you know, 2 or 3 years older than yours, and you guys can do play dates together and yes. learn from her how she, you know, breastfed, or how did you overcome these obstacles?
And there will be constant obstacles for us all to overcome at every age.
Yes.
And doing it together with someone else makes it so much better. You can encourage each other, learn from each other. I agree. I think that's very, very wise. So for myself, I had a couple of grandmothers that I thought amazing. Like, they were just very wise. And I loved the old school way of things they did. They did, and how they treated me when I was little. And so I thought, well, I'm going to do some of those same things that my grandmothers did for yes. my boys. And it just worked out so beautifully.
I love it. We have this movement of moms that are coming back to that, the grandma way of raising children. And it's beautiful. I love it.
And for those that may not have an older person necessarily in their life that might still be living, you can also, like, in your church community, mm-hmm. I think that's such a special way to connect with the older women in yes. the church, because they have so much to offer too, but their kids may be grown, and it would be, I feel like it's a blessing to them as well as right. a blessing to the younger moms, is to connect together and learn from them. So my children are grown, but there is an older woman in our church, and I'm learning a lot from her because she's yes. beyond what I've done. So it's just really,
it never stops.
It never stops.
And imagine how much that would bless them to have little kids around to yes, give hugs to.
Absolutely.
And they get to receive those hugs from them and get that release.
Yeah, I love that. So I don't have any grandchildren right now, but I'm praying for that day. Like, oh, no pressure, y'all, but I am praying to God that the timing is perfect. So I won't. And thankfully, all of my sons want to be fathers, yes. want to be husbands and fathers. So this is great.
You did your job well.
The timing will just be perfect, and it'll be amazing. So I still mother them, you yes. know, in different ways. They still call for my advice, or sit and talk and chat and share their, you know, hopes and dreams and struggles. And it's really lovely, the relationship that's been cultivated as a young child, mm. that it's grown into the adult relationship, yes. but I'm still able to
receive
and be their mom, and then they give so much to me. Mm. It's pretty amazing. I will say that not having little ones constantly now, and I love being around the little ones. Just love it. So we have some mutual friends
yes.
that have many amazing children.
Oh, they're so
and
sweet.
You know who I'm talking
yes,
about?
I already know.
And when the girls were little, you know, much younger, I would do things with them. But now being able to take one or two at a time, it's really special. And I think about this, and I'm just encouraging. The reason I'm telling the story is I want to encourage other moms and other people
yes.
that know children, you know. And yeah, this would help the mom to be able to take some of their children and do something wonderful with mm-hmm. them. But it's so special when someone not in your family mm-hmm. pays attention to a child.
Yes.
I remember getting that as a child, where it wasn't my mom or auntie or cousins, but it was someone else that was just like, hey, let me teach you this. I have this skill, and I want to teach you how to make candles or yes. how to do. And I thought, wow, I felt so special, and I learned something I would have never learned from my already family. Mm-hmm. And then I saw that done with our children, and I definitely cultivated those relationships so yes. they could learn from other, all walks of life.
Yes, I agree.
Learning to build something and going, you know, doing farm work with a mm-hmm. friend. It just really cultivated who they were and their confidence mm-hmm. and I can't say enough good about it. So now I have the opportunity to be that one that says, hey, would you like to make some soap with me today? And then we just have just great conversation. And I've just really enjoyed it. And one funny thing is the youngest girl. I just love them so much. Four girls and one baby boy now. Mm-hmm. When their youngest girl was still nursing, I actually had a dream because I was so excited to have her
to come spend time
or go do something or go have a tea party or plant some herbs or anything. And I told the mom the next day, I'm like, I actually dreamt about your youngest, like that I got to have her for the day. She said, well, guess what? She said, just 2 days ago, she's done nursing. Have her. Oh. Like, thank you, Lord, for just opening that little, like, hey, she's ready. It's been fun to get to know each of them and love on them in a different way than maybe anybody else would. Then it fills my love tank. Like, I can't even express how much so. So I get to be auntie here.
Yes. And finding that community, I think, is just... it's so important for all of us because we can't do it alone.
We can't.
And I was thinking back to when I had my first, I had him at home and Jana was there. My midwife was there. Mm. My parents were there. My sisters were there. This was my community that was there supporting me as I had this child, as I brought him into the world. And even now, I'm learning from all these women. They're there. My sisters are there helping me clean my house when I need help. My dad's there to take my son out to go teach him how to do whatever. And Jana's here to offer advice on how to raise boys and how to keep them healthy. This is what it's about, is loving one another.
Yes.
And building this community to raise the next generation.
Absolutely. I completely agree.
So cool.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to share about, remind people how to follow you again?
Yes. So my Instagram is @Mariah_Thomas. I just share just fun little clips of my life and
she's modest,
memories.
Everybody. She's modest. It's done so well. So if anybody follows me on Instagram, I think I'm Dr. Jana One. Yes. I think I'm not on very often. If anybody follows me and notices, like, all of a sudden, my social media game has stepped up. It's because I'm trying to get Mariah to help me with it. Because
we're
going
to do some collabs.
I don't know how, and I don't have time. But I'm constantly doing things I want to share with people. So I'm hoping, because yours is beautiful.
Oh, thank you. It's amazing.
Like, it's shareable. It's those ones you go, oh, I got to share this with somebody. And you send it to somebody. So that's what's on yours. So. Let's share some resources for moms, grandmoms, everybody out there. Do you have a favorite book that you would like to share? Just in, you know, raising kids?
Oh, okay. Well, actually, there was one that you gave me. It was on raising boys.
Yes.
This one was really cool. I loved it. I think it's called Raising Boys, right?
Raising a Son.
Raising a Son, yes.
And they have a compliment, Raising a Daughter.
Yes, and that one is huge. Even just the first chapter, you're going to soak up so much about how to raise kids.
I totally agree. So I'm just going to read what it says. The authors are, I'm going to spell the last name, E-L-I-U-M, Dawn and Jean. And it says, embrace the challenges and joys of raising boys with compassion, commitment, experience, patience, and humor. So yes, I totally, and it goes from infancy to adulthood. Mm-hmm. So what I found remarkable about this book, and I had all three at that time, but I think our youngest was really just an infant. I found that not only did it give me insight on relationship with my sons, but with every male.
Yeah.
So uncles and dads, and then I understood their relationships with each other
and even how they're
better.
Wired. I know.
Yes, it just really gave so much insight to the way they are. So I haven't read Raising a Daughter by the same author, but I have a feeling it's probably just as insightful.
I'm sure.
So I highly recommend that book. It's so good. And then there's another book that I love, you've had in your life. It's called Beautiful Girlhood. And I feel like this, Beautiful Girlhood really just looks at all aspects of a girl's life. And it does go from baby to adulthood. And I'm looking at the author, Karen Andreola, A-N-D-R-E-O-L-A. And it primarily is Christian character development mm-hmm. for a young lady, morals, virtues, manners. And it's definitely a bestseller in the homeschooling community, yeah. I think. But what I found interesting about Beautiful Girlhood is I bought it as a companion with a book that was a book for boys. And I thought, well, I've got many friends with girls, but let me read it first. Mm-hmm. And I loved it so much. I actually ordered a one for all my friends with girls and kept the one for myself. Oh. And my two older boys were, let's see, 12, 13, and maybe 9, 10. And I decided to do that as devotional.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful Girlhood with my boys, because I wanted them to see what God saw in girls, what mm-hmm. a godly girl Aww. Looked like growing into a godly woman. And some things were the same, like obedience. Obedience is the same for the most part. You know, you do something because it's right, or you do something because you don't want to get in trouble. Like we mm-hmm. talked about that. But things like friendships, totally different for girls than for boys. I wanted them to have that insight on what girls go through and what God's looking for them and what they need to be looking for and how to treat them. And it was
a
huge success. They didn't know all these things that girls dealt with in the family and with friends and faith. And it was really good. And I felt like it gave them such insight, and they were just such little gentlemen. And I did it again as my little one got older. Because, you know, he didn't care at four or something. But it was wonderful. And then later started a small group study called Beautiful Girlhood with the teenagers that were coming and spending time with us. And it really blessed me to read it. And I wish I'd had it as a little girl, but I was happy to share it. So you guys That's read cool. it as a...
My mom and sisters, and I do remember actually reading that one, and it was, it's really good.
Yeah, so those are some good resources for sure. I definitely want to encourage everybody that you have the best resource right there within your heart for your whole family, for all the people that you love in your family. And I definitely encourage get extra hugs today for everybody.
Yes.
And a sincere thank you, Mariah, for joining us our listeners for joining us. I look forward to each day, Monday through Friday, with everyone on America Out Loud Talk Radio, where we will continue to learn and grow in the realm of natural health.